Pittsburgh Kappa is short for Pittsburgh Public Schools and the Creative and Performing Arts, C-A-P-A, school, which includes students in grades 6 through 12. And it's a great school. You're going to hear a number of students, almost 24 students, over the next hour performing. If you go to Kappa, you can major in a number of topics and concentration areas related to the arts, including writing and visual arts. Music is one such area. And Kappa Antithesis is a program that centers on new music, and you'll get to hear several compositions from several ensembles today, and we'll talk with each ensemble either just after or just before they play. The first group is known as Fluoride Ensemble, and they'll open up with chant in G minor. That's the first of several selections from Fluoride Ensemble. And that one was written by Nate Zavala, age 17, who was the pianist for that composition. The next one features a composition by clarinet player Owen Capo Stewart. And it is entitled Closure.
Thank you.
And now our final composition, Solange Zavala. I hope I got that correct. Did I? Am I close? I did. That's good. Who's 14 years of age, and the composition is Sunset Motion. Thanks to each of you for being here. Do you want to come over and sit by the microphone so we can talk? And if you're just joining us, these are members of Kappa Antithesis. This is all student-composed music, and we're going to be getting the next ensemble, the Neon Arsenic Ensemble, set to go while we talk with members of the Fluoride Ensemble this morning. Thank you for being with us. Just come on in and have a seat, and we'll get a chance to chat with each of you. Any shout-outs we could do at this time, too. How shall we start? Let's start with the veteran. I know Nate has been here before, so we'll say hello. Just pivot that microphone over so it's in front of you there. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Tell me about the ensemble and sort of how you compose, sort of the process to get to where you are today.
Well, we were given, it was supposed to be sort of like Gregorian chant. That was sort of inspired by that type of music. And but of course, like we all didn't, it wasn't in the style of Gregorian chant, but at least for my piece, the melody was a single note, mm-hmm. and everyone played it, which is it's something like Gregorian chant, and I think everyone kind of they also did similar things to that.
Yeah, you all looked like you were really enjoying playing with each other on all of the songs, and just it's very engaging music to listen to as well as to play. Nate, is this your junior year or senior year?
Junior year.
Are you thinking about majoring in music? Or not everybody at Kappa necessarily is going to end up doing that.
I'm not sure yet, but it's definitely an option, possibility.
Yeah, it's a little earlier. Any shout-outs or acknowledgments you'd like to make?
My girlfriend, Mara. Shout-out to her.
Very good. A good, appropriate thing. I'll even give her a shout out just to be sure. Hi, Mara. let's meet who is on your left. You can use. Oh, you can. No hellos.
There's nothing to say.
Well, we were going to acknowledge Rowan playing bass on that last piece. Let me just ask you. You're in what year?
I'm a freshman.
Okay. I was just curious about the shirt that you have on, the Allegheny. What is that program, though?
It was a police camp that I went to.
Cool.
Yeah.
Allegheny County Camp Cadet.
Yeah.
I almost couldn't read it. Well, great. You sounded great playing bass. How long have you played?
This is my third year playing bass.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being with us. And we have the clarinetist from the group next, Owen Capo Stewart.
It's Owen. Actually Owen Capo.
Capo, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
In music, you just assume it had to be the capo. Is that your mom's maiden name or a family name?
Yeah, it's my mom's last name. It's Capo.
I bet you get it the other way all the time. Yeah. I should have checked with you first.
That's all right.
Any shout-outs or hellos or acknowledgments?
Yeah, I mean, I know there's probably, I mean, maybe some people from Kappa that are listening to this, so shout-out to them if they are.
Excellent. What year are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
And where did you go to middle school?
I went to Colfax for middle school.
And what prompted you to want to go to Kappa?
Because, I mean, I would get the opportunity to play my instrument every day. I've been playing clarinet since, like, fourth grade. But I knew that Kappa, I heard a lot of good things about it. It is a good school. It's not just a good school for the music. It's good for, you know, academics. And there's a lot of stuff about Kappa that I like that I'm not sure I would get if I went to a different high school.
Yeah, I think some people don't realize that Pittsburgh Kappa is rigorous in academics as well as the arts. Typically, I think your morning schedule is all academic classes, right? And then at some point in the day, can you tell me a typical day, what classes you would take and then how the day changes over?
Typical day, you have three academic classes each morning pretty much, and they all last like an hour and a half.
So that would be like math, science, history.
Yeah, okay. Stuff like that. And then you have lunch, and then you go to your major. So at Kappa, that could be playing, you know, your instrumental. It could be acting if you're in theater. It could be singing. It could be writing, stuff like that. So that's what you do for the rest of your afternoon.
Yeah, and the cool thing, too, is the instructors at Kappa, many who I know, I'll bet Rowan knows Paul Thompson, Mr. Thompson, who is a world-renowned bassist. You've got Mr. Opie, Ben Opie, playing sax. If you're an acting student, Chris Latta is teaching. So you're learning from world-class professionals at a great school. Thank you for being here, too. Let's turn finally to our two violinists. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Solange Zwala, and I'm a freshman at high school at Pittsburgh.
Any shout-outs at all?
No.
Now, you've got a Boston Marathon shirt on. Have you run that, or do you like to run?
Oh, it's Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I could just see the M and the A.
It's my friend.
Okay. I know the New York Marathon was last week, and we were talking a lot about the marathon during the week in the office, and all I could see was the MA, and you're probably wondering, what is he talking about? Is this your first year at Kappa, or were you there earlier?
I went to middle school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the transition was like for you? What was your prior school?
I went to Pittsburgh Montessori.
Okay.
And I've only been to Pittsburgh Montessori. Like, I didn't change any schools. So this is my first time, like, going to a new school, I guess. And it was kind of intimidating. It was downtown, and it was. The building is very big and a lot of floors, but I really liked it.
Yeah, it's a really interesting experience to be right downtown in the midst of everything. And I'm always curious what the transition is like for folks, because it's and there might be people listening right now wondering if they can do it or not. So thank you for being here. And then finally, I think we have Riley, right?
Yeah.
Hi. And Riley, you're 17.
Yeah.
Junior or senior?
I'm a senior. It's my fourth year in antithesis.
And here you are. It's March. It's your senior year, and you're still cooking. You haven't slowed down yet. Which can happen this time of year.
Yeah.
What are your plans for fall?
I'm going to go to Pitt, actually. I'm going to stay local.
Excellent. Yeah. And what will you study?
I think I will study biology, but I'm still going to do music on the side because I really love it.
Well, fantastic. Any acknowledgments you'd like to make or hellos?
I guess I'll shout out my parents. They're great. Cool sometimes.
We could do Mara, too, Nate's
yeah,
girlfriend.
And Mara.
just for fun. Well, you all sound wonderful together. Thank you so much for being here. Did anybody else want to mention anything that maybe I didn't give you a chance to? We want to be sure you all get a chance to just say hello, even though we have so many students. Thank you. We'd love to have you back sometime in this formation or any other. So join me in thanking Fluoride Ensemble. We're going to get the Neon Arsenic Ensemble ready to go, and they'll be performing very shortly. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3, WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIU PFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, and 96.3 WOHM Charleston, South Carolina. Good morning, Charleston. We're so happy you're with us. Also, a great group of internet radio stations and streaming services available on your audio device of choice. Now, from Pittsburgh Kappa, you are going to hear from a quintet of students ranging in age from 14 to 17. They'll do three selections I'll announce them before each, and then we'll talk with each of the students. The first one is by Olivia Woody, who is one of the violinists in the group, and it is called Along the Coast.